Welcome to another edition of Living Out Loud. I'm Barbara Venezia, and I'm here with my co-host, Renee Horsch.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Ben McDonald.
Hello, everybody.
Our social media expert.
Yeah. Trendsetter.
Our trendsetter. Because, you know, I mean, Ben's an actor, producer, director, and he's educating us all about social media.
That's why, because we, yeah, that's right, because that's what
we
need.
Because we are old farts.
Because we're old, yeah.
But see, nobody knows we're old online.
That's true, right?
Because online you are kind of ageless.
I like that, yeah.
Yeah. But I would imagine, Ben, there are social media do's and don'ts.
For sure.
Yeah. Yes. Start spilling.
Yeah. Yeah. We want to hear the don'ts.
Yeah,
first.
Yeah.
The don'ts. Okay.
Yeah.
Don't post more than once a day.
See, I told you that. I told you.
Except for Snapchat.
Okay, because that is all instant.
Yes, because Snapchat's like your it's like a daily vlog. It's like you're just going about your day, and it's only there for 24 hours.
That's the part that I find sad, though. Like it only lasts for 24 hours, and then it just disappears.
You can save it.
Oh, you can.
Oh, you can save it.
You can save it.
Okay.
So if I'm following you, let's say, on Snapchat, mm-hmm. but I actually have a job and cannot go online all day long, I can look at what you posted at night, or is it gone?
No, you get 24 hours. Like what I do, because like I have so many people on Snapchat, I can't sit there all day watching.
Okay, so how many so many people?
I actually deleted a lot of people.
I know. Really?
Because I couldn't handle it. Because it's like there's two things on Snapchat. You can send each other snaps like privately. Like I could send you guys just snap.
Okay.
And only you can see it.
Right.
And they have a thing called your story.
Okay.
So your story is everyone who follows you gets to see that.
Oh, cool.
So you're creating basically a reality show in real time.
Right. Yeah. So your story, like at night, right before I go to bed, every night, it's like my thing. I sit and I go through everyone's story.
Really?
Yeah. But you can't. If I were to do it all day long, I'd be on my phone. Constantly
right.
watching these stories. So I just, at every night before bed, I just watch the story because you get 24 hours. So you're uh-huh. gonna, if you do it, you know, the same time.
So you can go back and follow the ones you want, right?
Yeah. But so Snapchat, you post all day long. Some days I post nothing. Some days I have 40 snaps. You know, you never know. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, you don't want to be posting like crazy.
Okay.
It drives people nuts.
Yeah,
yes,
and this is
it does.
This is what I was explaining to Barbara because I said, okay, like if she lives out in Las Vegas and also in Newport Beach. So if you're out in Vegas, let's say at a car show or, you know, and like you and Stan, you're like taking a picture of the morning at the car show, then one in the afternoon, then you're at lunch, like on Facebook, like people get irritated that you're at the same event and you've showed like five images from that same event. It's like you're only supposed to post like one, like that you were there.
So there is
it.
An etiquette actually.
For sure. Like, you know, there's people who –
Because
like
then the other people like flood the news feed,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah.
And you know, you see those people who take five selfies.
Right.
Like you're supposed to take 20 selfies and you pick your best one to post. Some people
some
people post five of them and you're like, really?
Like we saw this already. Yeah. You're just a different angle. And
and if you just post one, you're more likely to get like, you know, 100, 200 likes on one photo. But if you post five, you're not going to get people to click like
right.
on five different photos.
Right. Well, you know what? I have unfollowed a few friends. One friend in particular. No, I didn't unfriend them. I just unfollowed them because he goes to the gym. And I hope he's not listening. And in the gym, he just posts like picture after picture of him working
posing.
On this machine, that machine, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, I know you're at the gym.
Enough.
And you're right. I'm trying to scroll through and see
other things.
And, you know, so I just was like, oh. And then, of course, because it's political season.
That's awful.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, right?
You know what? I am, you know, I'm a journalist and I cover politics in Orange County. And I am a big believer that you need to know what you're doing and you need to research your candidates and you need to be an educated consumer. But that does not mean you get your political news from Facebook.
Right.
And your idiot friends.
And your memes.
And so I think to myself. You know, why I don't care who you vote for. I just want you to vote and I just want you to pay attention. But I think then I see people, oh, I'm for this one, I'm for that one. And then they start fighting among themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And then I've had girlfriends call me and go, well, I'm unfriending him. I'm tired of listening about his candidate and he's stupid. And so I think that on social media, you should stay away from the politics thing.
For sure. And Facebook has its own algorithm.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, you have 2,000 friends on Facebook.
Yes.
You're not going to see all 2,000 of those people's
no.
stuff. Facebook like picks out like your top 50, mm-hmm. and you're going to see those same people stuff over and over.
Right.
So that's why a lot of times, like when you go on there, you're always like, oh, I'm always seeing Betty's stuff, but I never see this person who I met 2 years ago. It picks people that you interact with.
Okay.
And it's going to put it. So if you start getting in fights with people that you don't agree with on politics, fun fact, you're going to keep seeing all their stuff. So sometimes you want to pick and choose your battles.
Oh, that's good. Good to know.
That's good to know. Mm-hmm.
So somebody you really don't like, just don't even respond or like don't even react.
It's like don't acknowledge because Facebook is going to go with who you interact with. They're not reading your comments like, oh, you don't like this. You're saying mean things to each other.
I don't react to anything political. I just like when you put a picture of yourself or your animal.
Mm-hmm.
That's my thing. And I just post my column weekly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see that.
And for the podcast.
Right. Oh,
that's all I do. I don't really, post what I'm doing. In a way, I feel, and maybe it's a generational thing, I feel it's a little invading my privacy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like there's days, and you guys won't relate to this, but I just want to walk around in sneakers and sweats and no makeup and a ponytail.
Well, no, I mean, I agree. Well, then why would you want to show yourself in that look? Because it's not a look that you like. Yeah. So, no, you're editing yourself, which is smart. Yeah.
See, I think social media is like a facade. None of it is real.
Yeah. Mine's smoke and mirrors. I mean, you'd see my posts. Mine's just fun and happy things. I mean, it's like it's my work pretty much. But
very rarely post like the sad or like boring things. Like it's a Friday night. I have no friends, so I'm sitting watching
at home,
Netflix
nothing,
by myself,
baking cookies.
You find a picture of you at a party 3 months ago and go throwback to this. But you make it.
Right.
If you look at my Instagram, you probably think I'm at a photo shoot every single day. It looks amazing.
Good.
Like,
I'm going to have to go to Ben's Instagram.
He's got some good photos.
So we know. So part of the do's is stay away from politics, obviously. Mm-hmm. Don't post on Facebook more than once a day, Facebook and Instagram, unless you're Snapchatting.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that is a don't?
I mean, it depends on what your goals are. You want to push the envelope, but you don't want to offend people too much because what you put out there is out there. You can never take back what you put on the internet.
Well, one of the things that's interesting that you just said is that you're creating this facade.
Mm-hmm.
So you're basically your own public relations person.
Yeah. Okay? PR director. Yeah.
Yep.
And you're creating the life online that you don't necessarily have in real life.
For sure. Like I see so many people who you look at their – I'm like, you're not doing that. That's not your life. That's not what you do. But you – with Photoshop and with Instagram and with just, finding random photos, you can manipulate and you can make your image, quote unquote, your brand. It's almost like every person has become a brand.
Yeah.
And you can make whatever you want.
But I see making a brand makes sense for you because mm-hmm. you're an actor.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you take that, the persona that you've created, obviously with a lot of thought, and make that work for you and spill over into the casting and, for modeling and for acting?
Right. Well, like when you go to look at my Instagram, I don't just post like a random photo. I make sure they're very clean, very crisp, and on point, on brand. I'm going to post photos of me on shoots. I'm going to post photos of me like on the red carpet or like doing things that wouldn't make sense. Like I'm not going to go post a photo like I'm at Whole Foods buying cookies.
Mm-hmm. Brussels sprouts. Uh-huh. Yeah.
That doesn't really fit.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, okay, that's great. Like a casting director, they go to mine like, oh, you're working, you're doing stuff like that. You're
showcasing your work, basically.
So
do
casting directors really take a look at that? Is that part of it?
It's totally changing because obviously it hasn't been around forever.
Right.
But now, you used to submit your resume and your headshot and that was your thing.
Exactly.
Now they're like, they go further. They're like, well, look at your social media. Do you use a lot of profanity? Are you reliable? What kind of personality do you have? Because like, for instance, Disney.
Okay.
Disney's not going to want to hire someone who's posting half-naked photos on Instagram every week.
Right.
It's true.
True.
Right?
True. But or a party. I'm drinking here.
You're like, woo, I'm partying. Yeah. Disney definitely would not want that.
Right.
Yeah.
So they totally – and like even in a lot of the castings, there's a lot of them where it's like – must have strong social media. Must have,
really
big influence. Like they look for that.
What's really interesting, and what we're speaking about exactly. This is what, and you're gonna laugh. You guys are both gonna laugh. But my client Joan Collins, who is obviously a very seasoned professional.
Let's pick up that name too.
Yeah, let's pick up that one. Yeah, yeah. Ba-dum bum.
Well, Ben, you have to understand. He mentions her on every single show.
Well, she's a big part of my life. So
she's like his grandma.
No, but here's the thing. So she still goes out for life. lot of stuff.
Right.
When she goes out for castings now, because you know she still wants to be in the game and she still gets jobs.
And she's on that show right now.
She's on the Royals.
The Royals.
On the,
you know, right.
Yeah. She said that they now, they're like the first thing that, you know, because it's all younger people that are casting her and stuff. They're like, the first thing they ask her is, what's your social media following? They're more, and she's like, well, what does that have to do with my acting? And that she's blown away by that because she came to Hollywood. Daryl Zanuck brought her, you know, here from Great Britain and be the rival of Elizabeth Taylor. They didn't have social media back then. It was about the talent and the work that they do.
Well, times have changed,
yeah.
Honey.
And so that's no, but she's blown away. You know, that she's like, she said, it has absolutely nothing to do with my body of work. You know,
so I would imagine that if a casting director sees that you are very savvy in social media and you have a clean profile, for lack of a better word, and you have a lot of followers, that would help them too if you're in a production, because then all your followers are going to be looking at your television show or the ad you run or whatever.
Especially if it's like a lower budget film or an independent film or you know, anything like that, they're like, oh, you have an influence. You know, like you can get people to watch this. You can get people talking about it. So it's, you know, not as much for like the major studios because they have their own, you know, reputation. But these other people who are making films, if there's two actors, they're really both – they're good. They fit the part. They look amazing. Their skills. One's got 100 followers. One's got 100,000. Then you're like, oh, with 100,000 one, he can
– Really? So it has that much impact now.
Well, they can be like, okay, you can post about this and share it, and you're going to be doing, you're going to get people talking about this. And again, that's for like, you know, independent films, student films, you know.
Smaller productions, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is. But I mean, it kind of makes sense. But then on the flip side, it's like, but what if the guy that had 100 – followers is really actually the kick-ass actor, and the other one that has 100,000. Well, he's good, but this one, like, you know what I mean, like,
right?
So
I just see in the breakdowns all the time they'll be like, in bold, must have strong social media presence, must have a social media presence, must be strong, and sometimes it'll be specific. Must be strong on YouTube. Must be strong on Instagram. Must be
okay. Wow. So YouTube, they're including in that. In the way of, and on YouTube, you're making your own videos and posting them. So it's a little different than
Ben's
the
Snapchat. Ben's got a whole bunch of little really cool ones that we'll have to watch on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, that amazes me that social media would make a difference between you and somebody else, and it's not about the talent.
That's what's wild.
You know? But then again, if you, for argument's sake, social media is a talent.
It is. Yeah, it is.
It's becoming a talent.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's becoming an art.
It really is. Mm-hmm. And I can't believe that people, you know, I mean, I see all this Twitter stuff all day long from all the, you know, these celebrities and everything. I know in my personal life, I don't have that kind of time to be, oh, let me take a picture of that. Oh, let me put this up. Is there now an employment space that's opening up where I would hire somebody like Ben and they would just Twitter for me and Facebook for me?
Most celebrities don't do their own social media.
Yeah.
They have a whole team of people that are taking photos or have stock photos of them, or just, you know, they have a library and they're like, oh, let's post this. You know, there are some that will post, or sometimes they do, and some, you know, if they don't have time, someone else does. There's someone on it all the time. It's very
So you can make money now by posting for somebody.
And the Kardashians kind of started that trend.
Oh, really?
Yeah, on Twitter they used
they
started the sponsoring, like, you know, this much money and we'll make a post. Cuz anything they post, it goes big.
So what do people who post for celebrities, what do they make? Do they make it by the hour? Do they make it by the post?
It's, I think they have like a salary.
It's like a, probably a flat fee, like if you're going to promote Puma tennis shoes, then, you know, that Puma will like maybe cut you a check every month for X amount of dollars.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah. It's like they have a marketing team.
So you can just sit at home or sit
anywhere.
This is
what we need to do, Barbara. Come on, right?
I know. That's amazing to me. Well, and, you know, that can work for and against them. I remember in Newport Beach, they have a team. The Visitor and Conference Bureau had a team of people, several people, that would Twitter for them. And when they had the Carmageddon, you know, and they closed down the freeway there for the weekend, and these idiots who nobody was paying attention to posted something that was really inappropriate.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yes. Yeah. And then it became headlines in the local newspaper and, you know, and it became quite scandalous. And then it raised the question of, well, you're hiring these young people to Twitter and post and all this social media. Who's watching them?
Oh, who's overseeing their,
what they're placing on there? And, you know, I mean, I don't know what the true story was behind the scenes, but somebody messed up in a big way, and it was quite embarrassing for the Visitor and Conference Bureau.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. So there are ups and downs.
Yes, there are.
Yeah.
And we are down to no time now in this segment. So,
ooh, all right.
Until next time, thank you, Ben. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to Living Out Loud.
Woo.